Well, we move to the second quarter. It's a 15-7 lead for the Titans of Jacksonville. Bob, your thoughts on the first 12 minutes of action?
Well, like we talked about prior to the game, as we always do, you know, you have to eliminate big plays, penalties, and bad plays for us. And the first drive, we did a good job of not having any of that. And then we've self-destructed kind of ever since then.
Hand off to Junior Williams. He's going to take it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. He'll pick up two. Brings up third and about four here for Mountain Home.
Once again, you need to pick this up right here. This is not really four down territory unless you make it fourth and inches. You don't want to turn the ball over, you know, inside your own 30.
Second quarter just underway here at Bomber Stadium. Homecoming 2018. Bombers are down by eight. And that read option, and Tabor's going to keep it, turns it upfield, rolls over the defender at the 30, takes it to the 32 for the first down, and there's a flag on the play.
Well, he did a good job that time. He was hit prior to making the line to gain, but he did a good job running through those two tackles.
It's a hold against Mountain Home. It occurs at the 30, so we'll give Tabor credit for 4 yards on the carry and then back up Mountain Home 10 yards with a penalty. Man, they converted. And another costly penalty for Mountain Home. 5 for 39 yards here in this opening half.
That's just in really one quarter and one.
Basically, yeah. We saw a penalty keep the drive alive on fourth down for Jacksonville, and they scored. Now Mountain Home converts on third down, but they're backed up by the penalty. Third and 10, play action. Tabor across the middle, and it's batted down, incomplete, but we got a flag. We're going to get a roughing the passer penalty, as coming in defensively was big Tyus Martin, and boy, he leveled Tabor. They're going to get him with roughing the passer, and this will be a first down for Mountain Home.
Well, that Jacksonville did a good job defending that. Dawson kind of let his eyes go to the receiver too long. The free safety just read those eyes, and he was breaking on the football. But 15-yard penalty and a first down, we'll take it.
Well, that helps offset that penalty for Mountain Home. Doesn't look quite as bad now, thankfully. Penalty for Jacksonville, their second for 20 yards. So a fresh set of downs for the Bombers. They're at their own 35-yard line with 10:50 left in this first half. 15-7, Jacksonville with the lead. Hard snap count. Jacksonville moved, did not come across the line. Tabor keeps it. He's going to bounce off a tackler at the 40. Dragging tacklers with him. He's got a first down run to the 46-yard line. He picks up 11 on first down.
Well, offensive linemen are doing a good job up front. You know, we've got those big splits, and Jacksonville's trying to take advantage of it by shooting the gaps, and we did a good job of sending them off, and Junior couldn't get the football, but Tabor did a good job of turning it up on the corner. And he's hard to bring down off.
He is, yeah. I was just getting ready to say that. We talked about this, I think it was the first game of the season. He reminds me, body type of a Dante Culpepper playing quarterback. He's tall, yes. He's thick, he's big, and he's a load to bring down. First down, Mountain Home at their own 46-yard line. And the toss sweep coming to the near side. Just across the 46, pickup of about two on the carry that time by James Swartz.
We're going to have to had the makings of a good play. We didn't get do a very good job coming out of the backfield blocking for the ball carry. We kind of ran up to him and bumped him. You got to run through him and did a good job the line did of sealing off the inside. Just got to make a better block at the point of attack.
Second and 8 for Mountain Home from their own 48-yard line. 9:40 left in this opening half. Tabor will give it this time to Junior Williams, and the big fullback takes it across the 50. They're going to mark him at the 48-yard line and pick up a 4.
Now, third and about 4, a little over 4 right here. This could be two down territory if you make enough on this first one to make it fourth and short. I'd rather make the whole thing on third down.
You bet. 9:11 left before halftime. Third and 4 here for this Bomber offense. On the plus side of the 50 now at the Jacksonville 48. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams, and he's got the first down. by about 2 yards. Needed 40. Picks up 6 down to the 42.
Once again, if you catch them stunting the right way and you run the ball the right way or the other way, you do a good job. And they stunt it. Look back to this side. And they did a good job on the read of getting it to Junior.
Bombers with 3 first downs on this drive. Ball now at the Jacksonville 42. And the ball is given to Junior Williams. Spins out of the first tackle inside the 40, down to the 38. He'll pick up 4, and that's a hard 4-yard run.
It was. He was hitting stymied at about 2 yards, did a roll, and took another couple steps and fell forward for the big, for the good gain.
So 2nd and 6 coming up here for Mountain Home. .09 left before halftime. Tabor on the toss sweep. This is Swartz coming to the near side, protecting the football, and has it inside the 35, about a yard shy. It's going to be 3rd and short coming up. A nice run by Swartz.
Well, has a better job by time by those backs getting out and blocking. They attack the defensive players. Got a good seam for him to cut up the field, and he planted that foot and got up the field.
About a 5-yard gain, so it's 3rd and a yard here for the Bombers. Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin up here with us as always. And first half stats real quick. Mount Home 78 yards. Jacksonville had 108. I'll run down some others after this play. 3rd down and 1 yard here for Mountain Home. Junior Williams gets it, and, boy, he's going nowhere. That was well played by the defense.
It was. They had defensive tackles and linebackers both right there at the point of attack that time. Hard to get a push, and it's going to be 4th and short, probably.
In the first quarter, Williams had 39 yards on the ground. Tabor had 22. Jacksonville, 32 yards from Johnson. Mount Home, 1 of 2 passing. Jacksonville, 1 of 2 as well. But both those passes were touchdowns for both teams. So 4th and 1 yard here for Mountain Home at the 33-yard line. 6:50 left in this opening half. Tabor gives it to Junior. Kind of had to push it into his belly for him to finally take it. The defense was there. Junior's going to fight his way for a first down inside the 30, down to the 29. And the Bombers converts on 4th down.
Well, Jacksonville did a good job that time. They walked those linebackers right up in the A-gaps and had the tackles outshot shoulder guards and good penetration. Junior did a good job right there. Well, first thing, Tabor did a good job getting to the football. Junior did an excellent job of bouncing off the first tacklers, and he just physically punished the Jacksonville defenders.
First down now for the Bombers at the 29-yard line of Jacksonville. 6:18 left in this first half. Handoff is straight up the gut to Junior Williams. I was laughing. Did you see the defensive end bob on that far side? He almost jumped off sides and tried to recover and fell down. He was just sitting on his butt there waiting as the ball was snapped.
There wasn't anything he could do.
5-yard pickup that time for Junior Williams down to the 24-yard line on first down.
Look at the Jacksonville defensive tackles. One of them got his bent over with his hands on his knees. He's getting tired.
Got some good size up front, but that Mountain Home offensive line playing well. And a timeout. Coach Hickenbotham saw what you just talked about, Bob. He's going to take a timeout here. Their final timeout of the first half for Jacksonville. 5:42 left before halftime. It's a 15-7 Jacksonville lead. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Jamie Spaulding. The money we raise help people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can also help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. Thank you for helping the Salvation Army do the most good in this community.
.542 left before halftime. Bombers trailing Jacksonville by a score of 15-7. Jacksonville using their final timeout of the first half, using it on defense. Bobby, you just pointed out before they took the timeout, they looked gassed to the defensive line for the Titans.
Well, number 58, one of the defensive tackles, he's got his helmet off in the huddle just now, putting it back on, and he gulped a water bottle down completely and dropped it on the ground. He was the one that was really bent over, sucking air.
So second down here for Mountain Home at the 24 of Jacksonville. Second and 5 coming up. Bombers out of the tee, as always. Double tight. And the ball kept by Tabor. He breaks it in the free. 15 at the 10. Takes on the tackler at the 8. And he's down to the 6-yard line. Boy, great job on that read right there by Tabor.
Oh, we did a good job. Looked like we actually split that back out a little bit in the tee. Widened him a little bit. Let him get a good block on that defensive end. Sealed him in. Tabor with a point fake and just got it on the corner.
They'll mark him down at the 7-yard line with a 17-yard run.
Well, you know, when Junior starts having success up the middle, it's going to open everything else up.
So first and goal for the Bombers from the 7-yard line of Jacksonville with 5:20 left in this first half. And the ball kept by Tabor once again. Falls ahead, and he's going to be down at the 4-yard line to pick up a 3.
It looked like a big play right there, but a good job of Tabor of falling forward with the football once he's hit. Makes it a whole lot bigger game.
Well, I'll tell you, Jalen Swain, number 50, you talked about, the Bomber players had to help him up that time. He is worn out out there.
He's worn out out there. He is. It's hot for this time of
year. Yes. So second and goal now for Mountain Home from the 4-yard line.
Wide out again, look for this play. That's
Tabor is going to keep it. The defensive end comes in, makes a nice play. No gain on the play.
Well, they look like they might have recognized the formation that time. We had to ride a halfback split out wider to give him a better angle on blocking. Didn't get a block on the defensive end at all.
4:22 left before halftime. Jacksonville leads it 15-7.
Right now we get a good positive gain right now.
You got two downs to get this, don't you, Bob?
Yes, you do. It's not a field goal situation, I don't think.
Strong left formation. The ball kept by Tabor. Reads it. He is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Mountain Home.
Once again, good ball fake to Junior. Ride him up in the line. And, you know, we talked about forever about the option. You know, you, as a quarterback, you want to rush it up and hurry it up, but the better off you are to slow it down, you know, make that good ball fake and let the defense read it, react to it, and then step around it.
A 17-play, 80-yard drive. Boy, should we dial that up every time?
Yes.
That's exactly what you want.
That's not only good offense, that's great defense right there.
They started, the Jacksonville scored with 38 seconds left in the first quarter. And the Bombers just used over 8.5 minutes there. Two-point conversion is good. It's a pass play. And Swartz catches the two-point pass. So with 3:56 left in this opening half, we're knotted up at 15. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jaleese, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.adhe.edu.
This is winning.
Well, Bob, we're going to go ahead and get our drive of the game right there on that one. The drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the Future. 17 plays, 80 yards. It takes up 8 minutes and 42 seconds on the drive. The Bombers tie the game up. And then Quinton Fournay comes in and kicks off into the end zone.
He kicked it to the back of the end zone.
Wow.
But, you know, I hope we jinxed ourselves by picking the drive of the game early. I hope we have one later on for 19 or 20 plays for about 90
yes.
yards.
That touchdown, those are the first points Mountain Home has scored in the second quarter this year. They'd only scored 7 points in the first half through 5 games, and they've got 15 on the board tonight. 3:56 left before halftime. Bobby, you just got that momentum. You've got to make plays here. You can't get the, give up something here before halftime.
Can't give up a big play right here before halftime. You need the momentum going in. And, you know, I'd like to get the ball back and run at them again because that defense is sucking air.
Here's the toss sweep. The ball's on the ground. Mountain Home thinks they've got it.
We got it.
And they do. It's a turnover on the toss. A bad toss by Curley, the quarterback, and Mountain Home's recovered at the 19-yard line. It was Hunter Shod that comes up with the football.
The pitch sweep and it hit him right in the hands, and I didn't see him drop it, but I saw everybody scramble, so you knew it was a fumble. But this is what we want to do. We just got their defense off the field, wore them out on the long drive. We want them back out there. Let's pound them again now with the last 3:50 in the half.
15-15, we're knotted up, and the Bombers get the football back. That was a 3-second drive by Jacksonville. They give it right back. Can the Bombers take advantage?
Just pound them.
The ball is given to Junior Williams, and not a whole lot there.
Tabor kept it that time.
He did keep it.
Got tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Had a good hole. He just got a hand. Somebody got a hand out and tripped him.
So no gain on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 10 coming up here for Mountain Home with 3:33 left before halftime. Junior Williams coming to the sideline. That means Brock Boje is into the ball game at that fullback position. Tabor on the toss sweep. This is Swartz coming to the near side, and he's going to be wrestled down at the line of scrimmage, making the play that time for Jacksonville. A big defensive tackle, Tyus Martin.
Well, they did a good job of pursuing the football that time. They recognized that play and got off the blocks, and they were there. Junior looked like he's looking for something on the sidelines. I don't know.
So 2nd down. I should say 3rd down. 3rd down for Mountain Home. 3rd and 10 from the 19. Trying to take advantage of the turnover by Jacksonville.
Still, we need a positive play right here. We need something.
They're going to let the play clock run down and take a timeout. There's 4 on the play clock. So the Bombers take a timeout with 2:28 left before halftime. We're knotted up at 15. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
.228 left in this first half. Mountain Home and Jacksonville knotted up at 15. Boy, some interesting scores around the state. Matt's going to run those down for us coming up at halftime. Matt's also going to talk things over with Tom Chetnick, the Mountain Home band director, our halftime interview this evening. Well, the Bombers looking at a 3rd and 10 from the Jacksonville 19. This after Jacksonville turned the ball over. So the Bombers have gained nothing on their first 2 plays of this drive. Alonzo will be the wide out to the right side as the Bombers work out of the tee. Strong right formation, and the ball given to Junior Williams. He's going to take it inside the 15 to the 14, a pickup of 5 on 3rd down. So now you're 4th and 5. What do you do, Bob?
Oh, boy, I don't know. You're in that tweener territory right there. You got a good kicker. Fourth and five. Boy, that's going to be tough.
I think Mountain Home may want to talk about it. They got the quarterback Tabor on the sideline. They just now start the play clocks, and they're going to keep the offense
keep
out
the
there.
Keep the offense out there. It'd be a, what, a 14, 24, 30, about a 31, 32-yard field goal.
I think Tabor just told the official, hey, we want to run the play clock down to one to take a timeout. He told him something, and the official shook his head. Now the official's watching the play clock. So that's what's going to happen. They're going to talk about it here and use a timeout. 1:41 left before halftime. We're tied at 15. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, back at Bomber Stadium with 1:41 left in the first half. Let's see what Mountain Home wants to do. They'll bring the field goal unit on, and this is Tabor, of course, who kicks the field goals for Mountain Home.
I think that's the right call. I think you kick the field goal right here. If it was fourth and one or two, I think you might go for it, but I think you attempt the field goal right here.
A 31-yard attempt by Tabor. Good snap. The kick is up. Has the distance. Oh, and it hits the right upright. And it was about three-quarters the way up. He had the distance.
He had the distance well. Just couldn't pull it back in.
He was kicking from the left hash, which pretty tough for that right-footed kicker. So the Bombers unable to cash in on the turnover. That means Jacksonville gets the ball back with a minute 37, and Bob will say the very same thing we said last time. You cannot allow a big play here.
Don't allow
halftime.
A big play in the last minute and a half of the first half. And, you know, it didn't get any points out of it, but they didn't score any either as of right now. Don't want them to.
Jacksonville, by the way, will get the ball to start the second half. The Bombers won the opening toss and elected to receive.
Keep it in front of you.
Curly to pass. It's a screen left side. It's complete. And the Bombers played that pretty well. A gain of about five.
Good job
on
of playing off the block. And I couldn't see who that was. I think it was Logan Walker that played off that block and made the tackle out there on the far side.
It was Zion Wells on the catch that time for Jacksonville. Gain of four to the 24. Second and six here now for the Titans. 67 seconds left in this first half. Titans are out of timeouts. Bombers have one if they need it. Second and six. Low snap. Curly picks it up, hands it off.
Good. Hang
and,
on,
boy, the
hang
Bombers
on.
A good job defensively. That was Brock Boget in the backfield, the middle linebacker, making the stop for Mountain Home, and it's no gain on the play.
I'm surprised they ran the ball there. I thought they'd take a shot, but they may be content with just running out the clock right here.
Probably just snap it one more time. We're down to 34 seconds left. They may throw one deep here to see if they can break one. It's third down. 25 seconds left in the first half.
Just don't let them behind you. Keep it in front of you.
They're going to run it.
They're going to run it.
Surprising. And, boy, nothing there. Well played by the Bomber defense. In fact, it's a loss on the play.
You might call timeout right here and make them punt it.
Brian's calling the timeout. Coach Maddox calls it with 7 seconds left. Never know. Maybe a bad snap. You never know what could happen. It was a loss of two back to the 22. We'll break. 7 seconds left in a long first half. Bombers in Jacksonville tied to 15. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, the Bombers call the timeout, Bobby. You coming after this punt?
Yes, you come after the punt right here. Nobody back deep. Don't let them run the fake. I don't see the fake being there, but you come after it, try to block it, make a big play.
A high snap over the punter's head. He's going to fall on it, and he's where? He's in the end zone. Is this a safety? Or did he get out? Is it on the goal line? The officials are talking
about offense,
it.
Get your offense out there. Get out there. Get out there.
2 seconds on the clock. The officials talk about it. First down, Mountain Home at the 1 yard line.
Get out there.
It counts.
Come on.
Bombers have to get up there because they're going to start the play clock. They're going to start the clock, rather. Second turnover of the night. Actually, it's not a turnover. It goes as
just 2 seconds left. We got one snap. I don't think they'll start to change of possession. You probably won't start it until the snap.
That's right. You're correct. Yes. So the Bombers will have one play. The ball is inside the one. It looks like the nose of the ball is on the goal line. I mean, it couldn't get any closer without being a.
That's as close to a safety as you can get right there. And he did hit right there and bounce into the end zone. So it looked like a correct call.
2 seconds left. Could the Bombers stick it in before halftime? Junior Williams, he does not make it. Boy, a good job by that defense up front for Jacksonville.
No, they got penetration right there, and it wasn't.
Now, the officials are talking about it. He did not make it. They keep him out of the end zone. Did he fumble the ball? Are they pointing that way?
It doesn't matter. The half's over.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't fumble it. He didn't make it, though.
End of the half. Good job by the Jacksonville defense.
Gosh, dang it.
Man, you'd like to take advantage of that. We'll break. It's halftime, 15-15, Bombers in Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!